With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They say they're nervous, dreading what may come next. Anxious flyers at the country's busiest airports. The FAA is cutting the number of daily flights by 4,000 in order to give those people working in the tower a break.
Flight reductions are being imposed to relieve pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the government shutdown and have been increasingly calling off work. Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among 40 of the busiest where flights are being cut.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. There are hints of a deal in the works to end the government shutdown now in day 38. But after being involved in a meeting with Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Senator John Kennedy says that he's more confused than ever.
We're going to have some kind of vote on a bill package, proposed bill package. It'll be a CR to open up government until a date that they're apparently still debating. If they know, if Senator Thune knows, he didn't tell us.
The Trump administration says it will appeal a judge's ruling ordering the full funding of SNAP food benefits during the shutdown. 13 dead, 9 still missing following that cargo jet crash in Louisville, Kentucky. Last month turned out to be a big month for layoffs.
U.S.-based employers cut more than 150,000 jobs in October, marking the biggest reduction for the month in more than 20 years. A report by Challenger Gray and Christmas said on Thursday, as industries adopt AI-driven changes and intensify cost cuts, tech firms led the job cuts in the private sector, followed by retailers and the services sector.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Dow futures down 46 points, NASDAQ futures off 36. This is SRN News. A pro-life group wins a legal fight in Oregon.
The state requires employers to offer health insurance that includes coverage for abortion, something that Oregon Right to Life doesn't want to do. Now a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the pro-lifers, finding that the law violates the group's religious freedom. Oregon Right to Life says, quote, the attempt to force us to finance abortion, the precise human rights violation we're dedicated to opposing, is blatantly unconstitutional. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hollywood continues to push transgenderism and the LGBT agenda, despite evidence that most Americans are opposed to them. A new survey by the gay advocacy group GLAAD finds that across scripted primetime broadcast, cable, and streaming shows, there are 33 transgender characters and nearly 500 LGBT ones. ABC has the largest percentage of network LGBT series regulars. This is SRN News. Yet another reason to admire the truly exceptional character of our nation's 16th president.
A job reference letter in 1861 from Abraham Lincoln on behalf of a young black friend provides a glimpse of an extraordinary relationship the two had. Private collector Peter Tuete has donated the letter to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, Illinois. Lincoln wanted to find a new post for William Johnson because black White House staffers with lighter skin had shunned him. Johnson was later hired at the Treasury Department. Jason Walker reporting.
The world's richest man has a chance to become history's first trillionaire. Tesla shareholders have voted to give Tesla CEO Elon Musk Tesla stock worth $1 trillion if he hits certain performance targets over the coming decade. More details at SRNNews.com.